This is Find Me in the Shadows, written by Black Cat, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated 14 and up audiences, featuring the relationship John and Teal's Jester Morel. It is tagged for canon divergence, undercover missions, flirting. For the prompt, undercover as pirates, both investigating the same thing without knowing the other one is also an infiltrator. The very last thing John needs is to get involved with a pirate. Here, Jester says, casting him a crooked smile as he slides over on the bench. Quieter in this corner so far. John should walk away. Go elsewhere. There are storage rooms to search, whole sections of the ship to survey for hidden rooms and hatches. John has a mission, a cause, and a jet. And yet he sinks down next to Jester on the bench, tucked back in the shadows and out of the way of the revelry that's rapidly descending towards drunken chaos. It's not the last time he'll have the opportunity to search in peace while the rest of the crew is drinking themselves into a stupor. After all, this is a common occurrence, and John has time. He can take one night to speak with the only tolerable member of the crew. Not one for the noise, he asks, shifting his hood back just far enough he can see Jester beside him. Jester's eyes flicker from his hands to the edge of his face where the light catches on it, and he smiles, warm and amused. I got my fill of drinking as a mercenary. It's best left to the younger and more reckless souls. Slanting a glance at John, he raises a brow. Surprising, then, that you aren't joining in. I don't drink around those I don't trust, John says simply. It is a good enough excuse, and it just happens to be true. Here, particularly. Jester snorts, but he props one boot on the crate in front of him, and John has to put effort into not letting his eyes follow the shadows up across strong thighs and higher. He doesn't sleep with pirates. He is here for a specific reason, but somehow, that reason seems to matter far less when Jester is close enough to touch. A wise way to live, Jester says lightly, and his fingertips skim across the back of John's hand, slide up his arm, tugging at his sleeve. And disappointing, I'll admit. I was going to invite you to share a bottle of rum with me, back in my quarters. Perhaps you'll make an exception for me. John's skin pickles, hot with even that glancing touch. He wants to climb into Jester's lap, press himself against Jester's warmth, kiss him, and taste that crooked smile and get his fingers in Jester's dark hair. But pirate, he thinks, and breathes out. And yet, he's been watching, always watching. Jester doesn't engage in casual cruelty, doesn't involve himself with the rest of the crew. He stands apart, watches, waits like a predator in the tall grass, and every time their eyes meet across a room, John sees weight behind it, the talk of the force leading him where he should go. It is pulling at him now, guiding him, and John has never done anything but follow. It wouldn't be an exception, he says, soft, and Jester's breath is carefully deliberate, slow. He rises, hand going tight around John's as he does, and pulls John right up with him. Steps in, pulling John right up against him, and as a strong arm snakes around his back, John twists his fingers into the heavy leather of Jester's coat, breathing in the smell of him. You're looking for something, Jester says, so low it is almost inaudible, and his fingers catch John's chin, tilt his head up. They are so close it is almost a kiss. So are you, John counters, and Jester smiles. If you want my secrets, John, I think I need something in return. John shivers, turns his head, The jester presses a thumb against the corner of his mouth. He catches it between his lips, nips at the pad of it, hears jester's breath hitch audible, smiles, slow, secret, and says, "I'm sure I'll think of something eventually." The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2024 as a treat for Flower Parish. You know, Perry, it's very hard to find a fake written by Black Cat of John and Teal's that you or someone else hasn't perfect, and it was probably made for you, so it's a fun experience. I found a bunch that were John and Jester, and there were less perfects, and I was like, does Perry not like it? What if? And then I went into your profile to search for the ship, and yeah, there they were. The ones that you have perfect. So, phew. Saved. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I enjoyed looking. Even if a lot of it was, so does this one have a perfect? Yeah, it does. So, yeah. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening. And please remember to drink some water today.